Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
When that door opens and you're able to kneel down with that child and you see the look in the eyes of a young boy or a young girl when you give them the message from their parents, you know, kids don't reject their parents when they go to jail because mom or dad is still mom or dad. And when they receive a gift and when they look into the eyes of someone who's coming to present that gift, not because you have to, but because you've chosen to, those children have a sense of being valued that they don't experience in their life very often. I often look at the children of the incarcerated and think that they just feel invisible. They have a stigma. They don't even know what it is as a child, but they just know that what's happened in their family is not accepted by society. The church has an unbelievable opportunity to go to that door and knock on the door and have a volunteer say, you know what, it doesn't matter what your parents has done. Jesus loves you. And here's a gift from your parents, and here's the gospel. Here's the story of how Jesus came for you. Here's the story of a gift that came to you that you didn't deserve. And it's such a presentation of the beauty of Christmas. I guarantee that any of your listeners that do this once, it won't be one and done. You're going to be hooked because you're going to receive such a blessing. Kathy and I are doing a number of children this year in Muskegon, Michigan. And we'll take a day and we'll go knock on doors. And if our kids are home, they'll go with us. We have grown kids. And frankly, it's one of the highlights of my Christmas. To be able to go and to really help a child stay connected. You know, I met a girl in Florida, and her dad is serving a life sentence, and he began serving the sentence when this young lady was 12. And because of Angel Tree, this dad stayed connected to his daughter and was able to encourage her, keep his relationship going with her. She now leads an accounting department at a small business in Florida. And she came up to me and she said, Jim, please tell people that because of Angel Tree, my dad was able to do something that everyone else's dads did. Give me a gift at Christmas. And she said, I know some people may think that getting a present from your dad is not that big of a deal. But she said, but when your dad is incarcerated and he can't shop, he can't deliver it, he can't be there, when that gift shows up under the tree because someone helped my dad be a dad, she looked at me and she said, that's when I knew that Jesus was real. Because the people that said Jesus was real did for my dad and for me what we couldn't do on our own. That's the substantial nature of being a volunteer for Angel Tree. It helps break the cycle of crime and causes families to be reunited.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.